Good afternoon. I'm just about to do a quick restaurant review. It's for a place in Hoxton, in sort of North East London central borders, if you like, just where London suburbia begins. Just north of Great Eastern Street, I think, about 2 minutes walk away. Anyway, it's just off Hoxton Street, and it's on 20. I think the address is 27 Hoxton Square, if my memory serves. I hope so. And it's called the Red Dog Saloon. It's an American diner type place. The ambience is quite large and airy, quite echoey, and you don't need to be noisy to hear a lot of noise, if you see what I mean. It's quite an echoey sort of bare boards and wooden tables type place. No soft furnishings, so it's quite loud. I can imagine Friday night there would be hell. But I went there on a reasonably civilised Wednesday lunchtime, just after lunchtime, lunch break time, about 2:30. What I would say about it, I looked at the website, and the thing that really attracted me was the Devastator burger, which is the burger that has everything in it. I think it's around 32 ounces worth of beef and everything you can chuck at it, really, which is a rather non-relaxed 22 quid. But the challenge is, if you can eat the whole lot, then you get it for free. However, I don't think I could justify that sort of money, bearing in mind I was only about half hungry, so I didn't really want to chance it for a big burger, which I'll probably end up leaving anyway. So I gave that one a miss. What I did have, though, is the second biggest burger, called the Punisher, which is £11.25. I can quite honestly say this is the best burger I've ever had. I know that a burger should be a very simple thing done simply. So there should be bread, there should be beef, there should be various toppings. But so many places you go to, particularly sort of mass-produced burgers, are kind of done on the cheap. Like, the accountants don't think we're going to notice that the quality of the ingredients isn't up to much. You do pay for it here. As I said, it's £11.25, I think, I paid for the Punisher. And the average price of the burger is anything between about, I think the cheapest one they do is about £7, and it goes up to around 22 quid, but anything else in between. What I had in mind, my Punisher had in it pulled pork, which is basically pork ribs minus the ribs, the actual bony bit, so it's kind of chunks of fairly wet, soft, barbecue-y pork. Cheese, about 3 slices of bacon, quite a nice, crisp, fresh ingredient salad with some peppers and various spicy bits, gherkins or whatever in there to give it a bit of a zing. And of course the patty itself, which was a very good quality. I'd say it's like Irish steak quality, top of the range mince. And everything was done to perfection. It was pink in the middle and burnt on the outside, just charred. I can't think of anything bad to say about the burger itself. The only gripe I've got, really, and this isn't a fault, this is just a part of the logistics of such a burger. It was a very wet burger, and hence the bread roll basically fell to pieces. I think you'd need something like strong cardboard if you want anything to stay intact on this burger, because it's such a wet filled thing. So I just sort of basically cut it up and just have chunks of it, basically sort of pull bits out and just eat them with my fingers, because it's quite a tall beast as well. I also had the chicken wings, which I had the barbecue version, which came with a nice freshly made blue cheese and mayo dip. And the dessert, I had pecan pie, which again was one of the best stuff I've ever had. It's like a hot treacle tart with almonds in it and pecans, and a really good quality ice cream. The whole lot, and I had a Diet Coke. So the whole lot came to £27.45, including service charge, which I thought was a bit steep. I would have been happy about 22 quid. I think that would have been fully justified. However, as it was the best burger I've ever had, the service was fairly brisk and polite, so that gets an 8. The meal itself gets a 9, and the overall experience, I'm only going to give a 7 because of the price. But if it had been a bit cheaper, it'd been 22 quid or thereabouts, be tempted to give it the full 10, but I give it 9.5. But 7 because of the actual price. As I say, it's called the Red Dog. It's in Hoxton, London N1 or E1, I think. As you can probably guess by my boo, it comes highly recommended, and hopefully there's a photo of it posted on this boo as well. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye now.